when I really heard, I was like, yeah, I'm always wearing my seatbelt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was trying to play basketball at the time. I was like, oh, no.
I bet.
Yeah, no, no. I'm not flying out anything.
Was it, whether it's somebody you know that got bitten by a shark or you got hit by a car at a young age, and a crazy story that sounds unbelievable, but it's true.
The shark is still unbelievable.
Right? But, well, it's true, though. 414-799-1037. What's your unbelievably true story? Next. It's Kiss FM. Hold on. I think we've all had a crazy thing happen to us or, you know, a friend, something crazy happened to them. It's a story that's so unbelievable, but it's true. 414-799-1037. I have a friend that was literally bitten by a shark on her ankle. It was a baby shark in North Carolina. She's going to be on Shark Fest tonight on National Geographic. GA, who's filling in for Allie this week, knows somebody that was in a car accident, wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Flew out the sunroof. And landed in front of the car that they hit, broke both his legs.
That's crazy. These stories that happen, they're so crazy, but they're true, but they're believable stories. 414-799-1037. I guess you could call them unbelievable.
Unbelievable, but true.
Rick in Milwaukee, good morning. What's your story? It's unbelievable, but it's true. What is it?
So I was working security at a club in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And there was a fight that had happened, and I ended up getting run over by a car.
You were run over by a car?
I did get run over by a car.
Like all the way ran over, or your foot got ran over, or you got ran over?
Yeah, I got completely run over.
Oh, my gosh.
Some pretty extensive damage to my legs, surgeries. Yeah. And then 9 months later, almost to the day, same club, got hit again.
By another car?
Yeah.
Like, where were you sitting? Like, were you in the same spot?
No. Completely different spot.
So why are you getting hit by cars at this club?
Don't work security at a gentleman's club.
There you go.
Oh, my
God. I guess not. Rick, we're glad you're okay. Are you still working at this place or no?
No.
Okay, good. I would say good. Good. Thanks.
That was two lives.
I'm sure that was two. What are you, a cat? Seven left, man.
Don't know too many people that got
hit by a car
twice in 1 year.
Twice. Wow. That's unbelievable, but it's true. Rick, thanks for calling this morning, man. We appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Good morning, Kiss FM. What's your story? It's unbelievable, but it's true. What's your name?
Wendy Lee.
Wendy, what happened?
I used to live in Maine many years ago.
Okay.
And if you ever saw the movie Final Destination,
yes,
where the log comes flying off the truck and goes through the vehicle.
Yes, I've seen that. I'm terrified of that happening anytime I'm behind a truck with carrying anything.
Anything. Yes.
That happened to me.
What?
There was four of us just, you know, cruising along, you know, teens out cruising. There wasn't a whole lot to do.
Uh-huh.
And we got behind this logging truck and one of the bands snapped it. Had the low tide down. My best friend was driving, and I was sitting in the back seat, and the log came through the windshield, took his head off. It landed in my lap.
The head or the tree?
The tree. Head or the log?
His head. The log went through the back window. I did a duck and weave. And, yeah, we ended up crashing, of course.
Wait.
It was crazy.
Wait, so the head landed in your lap.
His head landed in my lap.
Oh, my God.
The log was going out the back window.
Like, so
how are you? Are you okay? You got to be scarred by this happening.
Well, you know, I probably have some unhealthy coping mechanisms.
I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness. Wendy.
Yeah, so now that I get near a logging truck, it's like, oh, I'm going the other way.
Absolutely. That's incredibly unbelievable but true story. What?
Yeah.
Well, so did you have the head in your lap?
Yes.
while you dodged the log?
Well, it kind of landed in my lap as I was ducking.
Wow. Like, did you just like throw the head off of your lap and was screaming? Like, I could just see this.
I passed out.
Oh, yeah. You passed out once you hit.
I would too, man. Are you kidding me?
I was out cold.
Oh, man. Like, that's crazy.
So that was the only casualty was the one person in the front seat. Was everybody else okay?
You know, we ended up flipping and crashing, and, you know, a few broken bones and concussions and that. But, yeah, other than the driver, we were okay.
Okay, you win, Wendy. You win for the most unbelievably true story. Wow.
I had to call in when I heard what you guys were talking about. I'm like, they ain't going to believe this.
No. We're not going to believe it at all. Not going to believe it at all. Wendy, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. I'm speechless. I got to stop now.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out for the week, taking some vacation time. G.A. from The Night Show has come in her place.
Yes, yes.
Kanye West was in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Doing what exactly?
You know, it was a rally for his presidency. It was a rally for his presidency, and he got emotional with it, talking about how he almost had to abort his daughter and everything like that.
Oh, my God.
Harriet Tubman didn't really free the slaves. And
what?
Yeah, it was Kanye on his rant, as he normally does, and it was very interesting. And some people are very concerned about his mental health right now.
Well, yeah, the Kardashian whole family is concerned about him too right now.
But if you're wondering what party that he was running for, not Democratic.
Uh-huh.
Not Republican.
Not Libertarian.
Not Libertarian. No. Not even Independent. He's running with the birthday party.
The birthday party.
You think I'm playing? Google it.
You think we're playing? Then Google it. Yeah.
It's the birthday party.
What I thought was interesting, I watched some of the live stream of it yesterday from South Carolina, is everybody there was wearing masks. Like, you had to sign up. You had to wear a mask if you were doing that.
Right.
He had some people coming up, and he was taking questions. But he did the whole thing without a microphone or anything. He's just Kanye standing up yelling.
Yeah, I've seen that too. I was like, why doesn't he have a mic? Is this
even
not
a little speaker? Like a tiny little one, like one microphone on one microphone that connects to one speaker.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, this was his first rally. Maybe he didn't know. You know, hopefully they'll take notes from this one and be like, hey, we might want to do this. But you know what? All jokes aside, I watching him and him breaking down while talking about his mother and everything, I am a little concerned to make sure that he's all right. Because he's having an episode and he's not listening to anybody. That's what the Kardashians are saying. So it's kind of like, hey, somebody reel Kanye in a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
nobody knows really right now.
I'm still a Kanye fan. I always have been. Kanye is just being Kanye, and that's why I like Kanye. Point blank. Period.
Kanye's biggest fan is Kanye West.
Kanye West.
But I think what was interesting is I think this one woman said it best, who was filming Kanye West while he was talking about Harriet Tubman, and her words speak volumes at the end of this. Check this out.
Well, Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for other white people.
Y'all, we leaving right now.
Yo.
Y'all, we're leaving right now. As soon as he said that, she was like, let's go. Come on.
That's crazy.
Allie's out for the week. G.A. from The Night Show filling in this week.
I'm here.
G.A.
Yes.
What's one of the coolest things about watching sports? Like, the excitement about watching sports? Would you agree that the fans are a big part of sports?
The fans are definitely a big part of sports.
100%.
Yeah.
So, now this is very weird territory that we're getting into with coronavirus and sports coming back. Like, you got Brewers coming back. They've been playing some scrimmage games in Miller Park.
I've seen that.
Yeah, with no fans, though. It's strange. It's strange watching sports with no fans.
Now, can I explain something to you?
Please. And by the way, you can chime in at 414-799-1037. You can call or text that number. Go ahead.
I agree with you, but you know what? You know what changed my mind?
What did?
Wrestling. Wrestling of all sports.
WWE?
WWE. Like, I was actually, where was I at? I was actually watching it. And I was like, and I was watching it for a second with no sound, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm just watching it, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, wait, there's no fans.
Nobody's in the stands.
And so I turned it up, and I was listening, and I was like, oh, this is actually not bad at all. The announcers did a great job, and, you know, they were wrestling, and it was wrestling. So without the fans, I was like, oh, that's actually pretty cool. And if you're talking wrestling, you know you need the fans. So if wrestling can work without the fans, I'm like, everything else can.
I think I got to pull back the curtain. Wrestling, a lot of it, honestly, we know it's scripted, right? A lot of it is, right?
True, true.
So I feel like wrestling can work because they have us, they have it predetermined. They know what's going to happen.
Okay.
And they have that drama and the script going back and forth. So you're distracted from the actual performance of what's going on. But I feel like with basketball, like those players like Giannis and the Bucks, they feed off of the fans. When you've got people chanting defense, you got 30,000 people chanting defense, that, God, has to feed you as a player. And I think watching without the fans, it's going to be weird. I watched one basketball game on ESPN. Uh-huh. I just stumbled across it. It was not a professional game of any sort. It was just a basketball game, but there were no fans. There was just the players, the coaches on the side, and the refs, and then it had like everything tarped off. You couldn't see anything. And it was weird to watch.
I can tell you
this.
It was
weird.
I feel you on that, but being a basketball player,
yep,
and in some of the most intense games that I've ever been in,
mm-hmm,
have had no fans.
Really?
Yes. Or very little fans. Like, because you get, I think the NBA will be, have better games with no fans in there.
You think so?
Yes, they're going to be more intense because you, I can't, ask any basketball, I don't know, this is, no, I'm sure. We've had our best games, just those 10 people in there, and we're going ham. Just going at each other. You
okay.
get great games.
Okay.
You do. And don't get me wrong, the fans make it interesting. Like, you know, because, like you said, that excitement, but
yeah,
the intensity when it's just, you know, whatever, just the five on five is different.
I wonder what it's going to be like for football, like when the Packers come back, when all that starts kicking back in, because we're a couple weeks away from football, right? August,
yeah.
I think, is when they're starting preseason.
Yeah, August is so,
it
so
is.
Close.
It's coming, man. It's coming. How do you feel about watching it? Like the Packers or the Brewers without any fans, does it make any difference to you? Do you think there are some sports that don't need fans that are okay without it? How do we feel about it? I'm just curious. We got a sports station next door that's struggling. They're like, we're worried about what are we going to talk about? They want sports to come back so they can have some more stuff to talk about. But I'm curious what you think. 414-799-1037. Is it better? Is it worse?
You know what? I can't speak to all the other sports. I know, because just playing basketball, I think basketball will be fine. But football, I don't know.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. Your calls and your texts. We'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie's out for the week on vacation. It's just myself and DJ GA, who normally does the night show. You're coming back to do the night show, too. Look at you.
Look at you.
Double duty.
It's a lot of testosterone in here this morning.
So much, man. It's so good.
Oh.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app. At the end of our show, GA, we always talk about something that we learned.
Okay.
Was there anything that you learned on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs has a friend that has a shark bite that's been bitten by a shark. That's kind of awesome.
Yep. Her name is Melissa. She's going to be on National Geographic tonight. She was bitten on, like, her ankle by a baby shark in North Carolina last year.
And she kept swimming, too.
She kept swimming.
Blood
she went back,
in the water.
Back to the shore immediately, though.
Wow.
I do.
I would have panicked.
Yeah, I would have panicked, too, man. Absolutely. I learned something this morning about GA.
Okay.
There's something that keeps GA motivated is that his mom just recently retired. She's now a retiree.
Mama, I love you, Mama.
And she's living her best life, sipping drinks in her backyard, listening to GA on the radio, and that's what keeps you going. That's what keeps you motivated. We talked about motivational things this morning at 6:30. And that's what keeps you going. It's your mom. It's her happiness keeps you going.
I FaceTime her all the time. She has her coffee. Hey. Be like, hey, Mama.
Moms love to FaceTime, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
My mom FaceTimes me. I got to answer.
You have to.
Got to answer.
You do. You can always get our show. Get it at 1037kissfm.com. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to hang out for a little while and play some more music. It's Cardi B on 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday morning. And always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.